Residents of Clarksburg, Massachusetts, agreed Wednesday night to continue examining a possible interstate school district merger with Stamford, Vermont. The vote mirrored a similar one carried out across the state line in Stamford earlier in July. With it, the Northern Berkshire County community affirmed an interest in further exploring what it would mean for the two schools to unite. The yes vote was overwhelming, with only a handful of residents from the town of around 1,600 just north of North Adams on the Vermont border against it. It was a stark contrast to the almost 30 no votes at the Stamford meeting.
I think tonight gave the confidence to the school to keep moving forward discussions with Stamford and see where it brings us. It's not a final vote, but it'll get us the information we need to make an educated vote.
Interim Clarksburg Town Administrator and Select Board Chair Ron Boucher says residents have a number of questions that the study will be able to answer.
You know, you're talking about curriculum, you're talking about teachers' pensions and pays. How is it all going to work?
John Franzoni is the superintendent of North Berkshire School Union, which the new United Stamford Clarksburg Schools would theoretically join.
Educationally, it makes sense for the two schools to come together. The question is, you know, we need some more information from this at the state level about the funding, about the licensure for teachers, about the transportation costs.
He says the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is already communicating with the NBSU about the potential merger.
That state line complicates things a lot. So we need some answers from our state agencies that can help us to determine if we can make this work.
Clarksburg's 180 or so students and Stamford's 85 students would use both towns' buildings.
The proposal that was pushed or voted on tonight, I should say, was that Stamford would have a pre-K through 2 school, and the students in grades 3 through 8 would come to Clarksburg if this merger came to fruition.
If you look at our Chapter 70 school aid, it went up 0.03%. The handwriting is on the wall.
Former town administrator Carl McKinney resigned in May after about 5 years over a contract dispute. He says Clarksburg's need to find a more efficient way to operate has been a long time coming.
There's also a pot of money for regionalization and sharing of services in the governor's budget. And so this hopefully will enable us to access that to assist in this process.
He says the original funding for the study came from the late 1st Berkshire State Representative Gail Ann Caridi, a Democrat.
And then under the Lieutenant Governor's Community Compact Program, I wrote the grant for the next component of this. We have not used any local tax dollars. And I think that this can offer a template, if you will, for other border communities, because, you know, we have a shrinking population, and Clarksburg is losing 1% of its population per year, and that's real. And if these trends continue, you have a larger and larger share of the tax burden falling on fewer and fewer people.
Now, the two communities can move forward with state money left over from the previous merger study to see exactly what it will take to unite. A process that could take years. If successful, it would be the first interstate school district in Massachusetts. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.